Mentor devotion, vision. Through the great bliss state, I myself become the mentor deity. From my luminous body, light rays shine all around, massively blessing beings and things, making the universe pure and fabulous, perfection in its every quality. Refuges. I and all space full of mother beings, from now until enlightenment, take refuge in the mentor and the three jewels. I and all space full of mother beings, from now until enlightenment, take refuge in the mentor and the three jewels. I and all space full of mother beings, from now until enlightenment, take refuge in the mentor and the three jewels. Namo Gurubhyo, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurubhyo, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurubhyo, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Determination to practice. For the sake of all mother beings, I myself will become a mentor deity to install all beings in the supreme exaltation as being mentor deities themselves. For the sake of all mother beings, I myself will become a mentor deity to install all beings in the supreme exaltation as being mentor deities themselves. For the sake of all mother beings, I myself will become a mentor deity to install all beings in the supreme exaltation as being mentor deities themselves. For the sake of all mother beings, in this very life, I will very swiftly realize the exaltation of the primal Buddha mentor deity. I will free all mother beings from suffering and install them in the great bliss Buddha state. For that purpose, I will undertake the profound path of mentor deity yoga. For the sake of all mother beings, in this very life, I will very swiftly realize the exaltation of the primal Buddha mentor deity. I will free all mother beings from suffering and install them in the great bliss Buddha state. For that purpose, I will undertake the profound path of mentor deity yoga. For the sake of all mother beings, in this very life, I will very swiftly realize the exaltation of the primal Buddha mentor deity. I will free all mother beings from suffering and install them in the great bliss Buddha state. For that purpose, I will undertake the profound path of mentor deity yoga. Offerings. Primal wisdom and reality appear as inner offering and individual offerings and works to create the distinctive bliss void wisdom in the fields of the six senses, extending outer, inner, and secret clouds of offering, totally filling earth, sky, and all of space with inconceivable visions and sacred substances. Visualization of Jewel Tree of Refuge. In the middle of the all-good offering clouds arranged in the vast heavens of bliss void indivisible, in the crown of the miraculous wish-granting gem tree, radiantly beautiful with leaves, flowers, and fruits, on a sparkling jewel lion throne on cushions of spreading lotus sun and moon, sits my thrice-kind root mentor, the actuality of all enlightened beings. His form is of a fulfilled mendicant with one face, two arms smiling radiantly, right hand in the Dharma teaching gesture, left hand flat in meditation, holding a bowl of elixir. He wears the three robes of glowing saffron color, head beautiful with a yellow scholar's hat. At his heart sits the omnipresent Lord Vajradhara. With one face, two arms, sapphire blue in color, holding Vajra and Bell, embracing Lady Vajradhatu, Ishvari, goddess of the diamond realm, both partners ecstatic in the play of bliss and void, resplendent with multifaceted jewel ornaments, draped with divinely wrought silken clothes, adorned with the signs and marks of perfection, surrounded by halos of five colored rainbows, shining like the sun. He, my Lama mentor, sits in the cross-legged Vajra posture. His five body-mind systems are really the five bliss lords. His four elements, the four Buddha ladies. His sense media, nerves, muscles, and joints, the eight bodhisattvas. His body hairs are the 21,000 immortal saints. His limbs are the fierce lords. His light rays are protectors and fierce spirits. And the worldly gods lie beneath him. Around him sit in rows an ocean of live and ancestral mentors, archetypal deities and divine mandala hosts, Buddhas, bodhisattvas, angels, and defenders of the Dharma. The three doors of all these deities, body, speech, and mind, are marked by the three Vajras, Om on the crown, Ah at the throat, and Hum at the heart. The iron hook tractor beams of light rays from their heart, Hums draw wisdom heroes, spiritual duplicates of all deities from their natural abodes. Wisdom heroes and visualized heroes become indivisible and substantially present. Invitation. O source of success, happiness, and goodness, all-time live and ancestral mentors, archetypes, three jewels, along with heroes, angels, protectors, and defenders, out of compassion, come hither and stay here. Though all things are really free of coming and going, you accord with the natures of various disciples and perform appropriate miracles of love and wisdom. Holy Savior, with your retinue, please come here now. Om Guru, Buddha, Bodhisattva, Dharmapala, Sapavarvara, Iyehi, Ja, Hum, Bam, Ho. Wisdom heroes and icon heroes become inseparable. Salutations. Mentor like a gem embodied, diamond bolt, live compassion from the great bliss element. You bestow in the fraction of a second the supreme exaltation of the three Buddha bodies. I bow to the lotus of your feet. Primal wisdom of all victors of the Buddha verses, supreme artist creating whatever tames each being, performer in the dance of upholding the monastic form, I bow to your feet, O Holy Savior. Eradicating all evil along with instincts, treasure of a measureless jewel mass of good, sole door to the source of all joy and benefit, I bow to your feet, O Holy Mentor. Teacher of humans and gods, reality of all Buddhas, origin of the 84,000 holy teachings, shining axis of the entire host of noble beings, I bow to all you kindly mentors, to the mentors in all times and places, and all worthy forms of the three jewels, with faith and devotion and oceans of praise, I bow with bodies as many as atoms in the universe. Offerings. To the noble mentor savior with your retinue, I offer an ocean of various offering clouds, from these well-arranged, bright, broad jewel vessels, four streams of purifying nectars flow. Earth and sky are filled with graceful goddesses, with beautiful flowers, garlands, and showering petals. Delicious incense smoke adorns the heavens with summer rain clouds of sapphire blue. Masses of lamps lit by suns, moons, and radiant gems shine ecstatic light rays to illumine the billion worlds. Boundless oceans of fragrant waters swirl around, scented with camphor, sandalwood, and saffron. Himalayas of human and divine food heap up, wholesome food and drink with 100 savors. The three realms resound with sweet melodies from infinite specific varieties of music. The outer and inner sensory goddesses pervade all quarters and present the glorious beauty of form and color, sound, scents, tastes, and textures. Mandala World Offering. 300 trillion four-continent planet-mountain worlds with the 7 major and 7 minor jewel ornaments, perfect realms of beings and things that create great joy, great treasures of delight enjoyed by gods and humans, O Savior, mercy treasure, supreme field of offering, my heart full of faith, I offer it all to you. Here on the shore of the wish-granting ocean, of actually arranged and carefully visualized offerings, this is a garden in which the mind is captivated by the blooming lotuses of offering substances that are all perfections of life and liberation, in which one is delighted by the sense of all good offerings, which are beautiful flowers of the mundane and transcendent, physical, verbal, and mental virtues of myself and others, and in which one is satiated with the rich fruits of the three educations, the true processes, and the five paths. I offer it all to please you, O holy mentor. This delicate tea, rich with 100 tastes, saffron-colored, finely scented, and the five hooks and the five lamps, purified, transmuted, and magnified into an ocean of elixirs, I offer it to you. A host of attractive, slender, youthful beauties, highly skilled in the 64 arts of love, the heavenly, contemplative, and ecstatic herald angels, exquisite magic consorts, I offer them to you. Great primal wisdom of unobstructed ecstatic bliss, inseparable from the unfabricated natural realm, spontaneous beyond theory, thought, and expression, this supreme ultimate spirit of enlightenment, I offer it to you. I offer the various medicines of goodness, which conquer 404 addiction sicknesses, and to please you I offer myself as servant. Please keep me in your service while space lasts. Confession. From beginningless time, whatever sinful acts I did, had done, or rejoiced at others' doing, I repent before you, O compassionate ones. Confess and solemnly swear never to do again. Rejoicing. Though things are naturally free from signs, I heartily rejoice in all the dreamlike, perfect virtues of ordinary and noble beings that bring them all their happiness and joy. Praying for teachings. Clouds of perfect wisdom and love amass in order to grow, sustain, and prosper the garden of help and happiness for infinite beings. Let the rain of profound and magnificent Dharma fall. Praying for the mentor to remain. Though your diamond body knows no birth or death, you treasure chest of Buddha's self-controlled in union, fulfill my prayers until the end of time. Please stay forever without entering nirvana. Dedication. The mass of perfect virtue thus created, I dedicate to stay with you, my mentor, life after life, to be cultivated by your threefold kindness, to attain the supreme union of Vajradhara. Prayers. Source of excellence, vast ocean of justice, endowed with many jewels of spiritual learning, saffron-robed, living Shakyamuni Lord, patriarch, discipline holder, I pray to you. Possessor of the 10 excellent qualities, worthy to teach the path of the blissful lords, Dharma master, regent of all victors, universal vehicle, spiritual guide, I pray to you. Your body, speech, and mind are well controlled. You are a genius, tolerant and honest, without pretense or deception. You know all mantras and tantras. You have the 10 outer and 10 inner abilities, skilled in the arts and the instructions, chief of Vajra masters, I pray to you. You precisely teach the good path of the bliss lords to the savage, hard-to-tame beings of these dark times, not tamed before by visits of countless Buddhas. Compassionate Savior, I pray to you. The son of Shakyamuni has sunken over time. You perform the deeds of a victorious Buddha for beings who have no spiritual Savior. Compassionate Savior, I pray to you. But a single of your body's pores is better recommended as our field of merit than the victors of all times and places. Compassionate Savior, I pray to you. The beauty wheels of your bliss lord threefold body ecstatically unfold the net of miracles of your liberative art, leading beings by participating in ordinariness. Compassionate Savior, I pray to you. Your aggregates, elements, media, and limbs are the five Bliss Lord clans, fathers and mothers, bodhisattvas, male and female, and the ferocious lords, supreme three-jewel mentor, I pray to you. Your nature is the million wheels of mandalas, arising from the play of omniscient primal wisdom, chief Vajra master, lord of the hundred clans, communion primal savior, I pray to you. Inseparable from the play of unblocked ecstatic joy, universal Lord, you pervade all moving and unmoving. You are actual, ultimate, all good spirit of enlightenment, beginningless and endless, I pray to you. Heart prayer. You are mentor, you are archetypal deity, you are angel and protector. From now until enlightenment, I seek no other savior. With compassion's iron goad, please take care of me in this life, the between and future lives. Save me from the dangers of both life and liberation. Grant me all accomplishments. Be my eternal friend. Protect me from all harm. Blessing. By the power of thus praying three times, the vital points of the mentor's body, speech, and mind emit white, red, and blue elixir light rays, first one by one and then all together, which dissolve into my own three vital points, purify the four blocks, and grant the four initiations. I attain the four Buddha bodies, a duplicate of the mentor melts in delight and blesses me completely. Training the mind in the universal vehicle path. By the power of offering, revering, and praying, to you, holy mentor, supreme field of benefit, bless me, Savior, root of help and happiness, and be pleased so kindly to look after me. My liberty and opportunity found just this once, understanding how hard they are to get and how quickly lost. Bless me not to waste it in the pointless business of this life, but take its essence and make it count. Fearing the fires of suffering in hellish states, I heartily take refuge in the three jewels. Bless me to intensify my joyous efforts, to give up sins and achieve a mass of virtue. Tossed by fierce waves of evolution and addiction, crushed by the sea monsters of the three sufferings, bless me to intensify my will to liberation from this terrifying boundless ocean of existence. As for this egoistic life cycle, intolerable prison, I give up my delusion that it's a garden of delight. Bless me to educate myself in ethics, meditation, and wisdom, the treasures of the jewels of noble beings, and raise aloft the victory banner of true liberation. As I think how these sorry beings were all my mothers, how over and over they kindly cared for me, bless me to conceive the genuine compassion that a loving mother feels for her precious babe, not accepting even their slightest suffering, never being satisfied with whatever happiness. I make no distinction between self and other. Bless me to find joy in others' happiness. As I see my chronic disease of cherishing myself as the cause that brings me unwanted suffering, I resent it and hold it fully responsible. Bless me to conquer this great devil of self-addiction. As I see that cherishing my mother's makes the blissful mind and opens the door for developing infinite abilities, though all beings should rise up as bitter enemies, bless me to hold them dearer than my life. In short, the fool works only in self-interest. The Buddha works only to realize others' aims. As I keep in mind these costs and benefits, bless me to equally exchange self and other. Self-cherishing is the door of all frustration. Other-cherishing, the ground of all excellence. Bless me to put into essential practice the yoga of exchange of self and other. Therefore, O compassionate holy mentor, bless all beings to obtain happiness, letting my mother's sins, blocks, and sufferings entirely take effect upon me now, and giving them all my joy and virtue. Though the whole world be full of the fruits of sin, and unwanted sufferings fall down like rain, may I see this as exhausting past negative evolutionary actions. Bless me to use bad conditions in the path. In short, whatever happens, good and bad, through practice of the five forces, essence of all Dharma, becomes a path to increase the two enlightenment spirits. Bless me to contemplate indomitable cheer. Bless me to give my liberty and opportunity great meaning by practice of the precepts and vows of mind reform, applying contemplation at once to whatever happens with the artistry of employing the four practices. Bless me to cultivate the spirit of enlightenment, to save beings from the great ocean of existence, through the universal responsibility of love and compassion, and the magic of mounting give and take upon the breath. Bless me to intensify my efforts on the soul path of the all-time champion Buddhas, binding my process with pure messianic vows, and practicing the three ethics of the Supreme Vehicle. Bless me to perfect the generosity transcendence, the precept increasing giving without attachment, transforming my body, possessions, and all-time virtues into just the things each being wants. Bless me to perfect the justice transcendence, not surrendering even to save my life, my vows of individual liberation, bodhisattva and secret mantra, collecting virtue and realizing being's aims. Bless me to perfect the patience transcendence, so that even if every being in the world were furious, cut me, accused, threatened, even killed me, feeling no stress, I could repay their harm with benefit. Bless me to perfect the creativity transcendence, so that even if I had to spend oceans of eons in the fires of hell for the sake of each and every being, my compassion would never tire of striving for enlightenment. Bless me to perfect the meditation transcendence through the one-pointed samadhi that transcends all flaws of distraction, depression, and excitement, focused on the insubstantial reality of all things. Bless me to perfect the wisdom transcendence through the yoga of ultimate reality, space-like equipoise, connected with the fierce bliss of the special fluency derived from the wisdom that discerns reality. Bless me to complete the magical aftermath samadhi, understanding the processes of truthless appearance of outer and inner things, such as illusions, dreams, or the reflections of the moon and water. Bless me to understand Nagarjuna's intended meaning, in which life and liberation have no jot of intrinsic reality, yet cause and effect and relativity are still inexorable, and these two laws don't contradict, but mutually complement one another. Then bless me to embark in the boat to cross the ocean of the tantras, through the kindness of the captain Vajra master, holding vows and pledges, root of all powers, more dearly than life itself. Bless me to perceive all things as the deity body, cleansing the taints of ordinary perception and conception, through the yoga of the first stage of unexcelled yoga tantra, transforming birth, death, and between into the three Buddha bodies. Bless me to realize here in this life the path of clear light magic body union, coming from you, Savior, when you put your toe in my eight-petaled heart center central channel. If the path is not complete and death arrives, bless me to go to a pure Buddhaverse by the instruction for implementing the five forces of mentor soul ejection, the forceful art of Buddhahood. In short, life after life forever, you, Savior, care for me and never part. Bless me to become your foremost heir, upholding all the secrets of body, speech, and mind. You, Savior, when you're a perfect Buddha, may I be foremost in your retinue. Grant me good luck for easy, natural achievement of all my goals, temporary and ultimate. Thus, having prayed, may you, best mentor, joyously come to my crown to bless me. Sit securely, your toenails glistening, in the corolla of my heart's center lotus. The pure virtue of performing this practice, I dedicate to the success of all the deeds and vows of all the three times bliss lords and their heirs, and to uphold the word and practice of the holy Dharma. By the power of that dedication through all my lives, may I never lose the four wheels of the supreme vehicle. May I consummate transcendence, spirit of enlightenment, realistic view, and progress on the stages of creation and perfection.